Welcome to the Tri-State Space Program. On this episode, I'm going to play some of the tracks from a couple of the bands that have been on the podcast, as well as from a couple of my bands. The members of the Jangle Sheep have been on the podcast several times, but I can't seem to get the members of ITER to actually sit down and get one done. Hopefully that will happen soon. For now, though, we're going to start with the music of Evansville four-piece Reed 4. This song is pretty ambient. There's a lot of smooth guitar work and well thought out keyboard parts. And then when the strong vocals come in, Reed, she's got some chops. And the instruments stay fresh throughout. It's generally strong performance from everyone in the track, everyone in the band. So without any further ado, here's Reed 4.
Thank you.
The second song I'd like to play is from Evansville band Wax Astro. They were the subject of my first article in a newsletter that I'm taking part in. So to introduce their track, Off Main, I'll read what I wrote in that newsletter. Wax Astro, the former Go Nuclear, is an Evansville band with a great deal of potential. The four-piece is coming off a lineup change that puts them in a musical chemistry you can hear well on their first album, an October release called Figure One. The idea of a band's first release being a full-length album is quite ambitious, but the warm guitars and steadfast rhythms keep up with the hype. The song that bursts out for extra attention the most, to my ears, is Off Main, the fifth of 10 songs. Lead singer and rhythm guitarist Jake Tapley's lyrics point to at least a mild disdain of Evansville, but the fact that a band this sonically solid could come from this city goes against some of the narrator's sentiments. The song stays unpredictable, even on the second listen. Tapley throws his voice up at the end, and the band's technique of stopping strategically could make even the most skeptical listener crack a grin. Some songs prove to be more predictable than others, but none fall flat in any aspect. A triumphant first effort from a promising local band.
I've been sifting downtown on the weekend between Vine and Court, staring at the sun as it falls and I'm done. There's nothing new to report. So I dream of a city where the streets have no name. Bono did that in the 80s, I guess. Some things never change. Ain't it just strange? I know the light at the end of the tunnel. Just a bar off me. Might as well serve me from a funnel. You're gonna watch me drink. Downtown on the weekend, out on Northwest Fork, past the no parking signs and the traffic lights to some bar I ain't been to before. And I'll dream of a city with a real expressway. It's a two-way street and a
Alright, next I'd like to play a Jangle Sheep song. I wish that the new song we've recorded was ready for me to air here, but instead I'll be playing the song of our first EP that happens to be the longest one, Morning Doesn't Come Again. I would say it's the most epic as well. We're in the studio right now, though. We're recording an entire EP, and it should be a reality in a month or two. We'll be right back.
sitting on the telephone. All alone, morning man, oh my God. All alone, sitting on the telephone. All alone, morning doesn't come again. All alone, sitting on the telephone. All alone, morning doesn't come again.
And here's the other band I'm in, Itter, who have yet to actually be on the podcast. We're going to hit the studio soon as well, but check out this track from our latest release about a year ago. It's called Obvious Oblivion.